Leading the news this morning, the standoff in Bangkok continues, with the Thai government refusing to hold peace talks with the leaders of the Red Shirt protesters. Earlier, the Red Shirts accepted an offer from the Senate Speaker to act as a mediator, but the government says it won't take part in discussions until the protesters end their blockade. The Shadow Treasurer Joe Hockey will today unveil more of the opposition's budget response in a speech to the National Press Club. Mr. Hockey is expected to announce more than 40 savings measures, which the opposition says would take the budget back into the black. He's also tipped to announce a broad-ranging review of the Trade Practices Act, which is aimed at helping small business. A Productivity Commission report shows the nation's hospitals are operating around 10% below best practice efficiency. Smaller public hospitals, many in remote areas, were found to be less efficient than similar-sized private hospitals, but the report says this was possibly due to lower occupancy rates. In Afghanistan, a suicide car bomber has killed 18 people, including 5 US soldiers, in the capital Kabul. More than 50 other people were injured when the blast targeted a NATO-led convoy during peak hour. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. The number of American soldiers killed in Afghanistan has now reached 1,000. And Greece has received the first part of a multi-billion-dollar international loan to help it overcome its debt crisis.